This is the Pacifica Foundation National Board meeting, a special meeting. We're meeting on Thursday, March 13th.
May 8th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the agenda. My God, give me a... let's see. I have it right here.
Yeah, like...
There it is. Sorry. May 8th. This is a continuation meeting, and we are meeting at various locations via telephone conference. I'm going to ask the secretary now to take the roll.
Janice Lane Ewart.
Present.
Brian Edward Steger.
Here.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Here.
Janet Coburn.
Present.
Rodrigo Agueta. Lydia Brazan.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Adriana Casanez. Compound one, please. Can't hear you. Hank Lamb. George Ryder. George Ryder. Can't hear you. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Okay. Carolyn Burton.
Here.
Janet Coleman.
Here.
Serene Roberts is present. Manager Sabah. Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Lizette King. Tony Norman.
Present.
Heather Gray. Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Is there anyone on the call who did not hear their name called?
This is true. I heard a call, but I think I was muted.
Okay. Madam Chair, we have quorum.
Thank you.
Who was it that just came on?
George.
Manige. Oh. Hello, Manige.
Okay.
And Jim Brown.
Point of order, Richard.
Thank you, Beth.
Hi, Richard.
We have the secretary's called the roll, and we've established that we have a quorum. Do we have any absences, Shireen? I didn't note any.
I did not see any notes prior to today. If someone sent something during the day, I haven't been online.
No, I didn't see any requests for excused absences. Okay, and do we need to have a timekeeper? So will someone please volunteer to be the timekeeper?
Point of order, Richard.
Hold on 1 second, Richard. Let's see if we can get a timekeeper here.
Brian can do it.
Thank you, Brian. All right. What is your point of order, Richard?
Due to the fact that there's an ongoing continuing breach, that this board has an unelected non-chair, this meeting and all meetings during and until this continuing breach is corrected are illegal.
I consider that dilatory. We've dealt with it before, and I believe there is no appeal to my ruling that it is dilatory. We will move on with the issue.
Janet K.
The agenda was approved at the previous meeting.
Ms. Wilkinson, you don't get to just say that there's no contesting your ruling. I contest your ruling.
Well, actually, it's my understanding, based on Robert's Rules of Order, that if I...
What? Where? If I where in Robert's Rules? No, you don't get to just determine on your
point
own.
Of order.
Excuse me.
Point of order.
I'd like a little order here.
I can challenge your ruling, and I do.
You challenge...
Point of order.
My rule... Hold on a second. My ruling is that your... continuing breach motion, which has been raised before and been dealt with previously, is dilatory, and that we do not need to vote on it again. We have already voted.
Point of procedure, Madam Chair.
Well, that's your opinion, and I challenge your ruling.
Point of procedure, Madam Chair.
Well,
point of procedure, Madam Chair.
What is
Carolyn
your point
Burden?
Of procedure, Carolyn Burden?
My point of procedure is that a continuing breach is raised until the chair addresses it. And you cannot simply fluff it off. It needs to be addressed and responded to other than in such a way as to say that you won't respond to it.
The
so
issue,
I would suggest that you address the point of it's a continuing breach, that the election has been contested. It was an illegal
point of order.
It needs to be addressed.
Excuse
so
me.
I would appreciate your addressing it and not trying to avoid it. Thank you.
Hold on.
Challenging your ruling. That's a simple thing, Madam Chair.
Previously stated in previous meetings, the issue of the election of the chair was dealt with at the in-person meeting. The election took place. There was a challenge. The challenge was discussed. It was voted on. It's in the public record. And the ruling of the person who was chairing that meeting, Serene Roberts, was upheld by the majority of the body. That is my ruling on.
I am challenging your ruling of the chair.
Point of order.
Point of privilege. This is Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
Madam Chair, if Mr. Uzzell continues to interrupt you and speak without being recognized, I ask that you name him for the record so that we consider a motion to censure him and eject him from the meeting for repeated disruption of the proceedings.
Excuse me. I am chairing this meeting, and none of you will talk unless I recognize
you. There is a point
of order.
The point of privilege, and you inappropriately accepted a point of privilege before the point of order. There was a point of order preceding
there were,
the point
there,
of privilege.
I heard several points
please
of order.
Take it.
I'm going to recognize.
Well,
I'm going to recognize Benito Diaz for his point of order.
No,
what is your point of order,
Benito? That was the third one. Thank you.
What is your point of
order? You're out of
order
again, Madam Chair.
The point of order is that Mr. Uzzell and Carolyn and Kim are all out of order. And furthermore, Brian beat me to the punch because I was going to remind us that we already have a motion that was that I put on the floor at the end of the meeting last time to have Mr. Uzzell censored for precisely this type of behavior.
Point of order from Janet Coleman.
Of information, this is Lizette.
Hold on a second. Let's see. Somebody has to remind me, is a point of order take precedence over a point of information?
Of course.
Okay, so there are points of order. Carolyn Burden has a point. Let me say that my position is that Richard Uzzell's motion is the point of order is dilatory, that we have discussed this repeatedly. There are outstanding issues. There are legal questions. And really what we're doing here is we're taking up time that could be more usefully used by this body to discuss the very real issues that face us at this point. I am going to hear the points of order, and then we're going to move on. What is your
point of information, Richard?
That I'll call on you on that, Richard. Carolyn, what is your point of order?
My point of order is that I'm challenging the rule of the chair, and I would like to take a vote by name, by roll call, to be entered into the minutes on the question of whether or not this question needs to be addressed.
Okay. So
Janet K.
You can't Janet appeal
Kay.
A ruling on a dilatory motion.
Janet
K.
Hold on a second, Lizette. I would like to know whether someone who has Robert's Rules of Order in front of them can give me a clear reading on the question of dilatory motions. My understanding is that if I declare a motion dilatory, that's the end of it. We move on. You don't get to appeal a dilatory ruling. I will recognize other people while someone.
Okay, I would like to address that
Janet
as a point
Kay.
Of order.
Hold
I would
on,
like to address
on.
That as a point
hold
of order, and I have a point of order.
Okay,
Janet K.
I'm sorry, I heard a voice.
Janet K.
Janet K. What is your point of order?
It's not a point of order.
Well, then,
I move that all votes. taken today be roll call votes.
I second that.
Okay. All right. So
I have a citation, Madam Chair.
Okay, go ahead. Brian, give me your citation, and then we'll take up the issue of the roll call vote.
Section 39 of Roberts, page 342, beginning on line 12. A motion is dilatory if it seeks to obstruct or thwart the will of the Assembly as clearly indicated by the existing parliamentary situation. And beginning on line 35 of the same page, whenever the chair becomes convinced that one or more members are repeatedly using parliamentary forms for dilatory purposes, he should either not recognize these members or he should rule that such motions are out of order.
All right. So I have ruled that a motion.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Okay. Let me just clarify this.
Chair.
On Robert's
Chair.
Rules of order. Hold on one second. I just need to clarify this. Mr. Uzel didn't exactly make a motion. He raised a point of order, and I have ruled that his point of order is dilatory, that we have this an issue that we've dealt with and that is going to be dealt with in other forums and that we don't need to deal with it here and now. How does that fit into that reading from Roberts?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
It doesn't fit in, Margie.
Hold on a second. Am I on mute? No. I've got your name down.
Okay.
I've got a lot of names down.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Well, I heard a voice. I didn't know who it was.
That was Janice Lane Ewart.
Thank you, Janice.
I don't see that it fits this circumstance.
Okay. All right. So then there's been a challenge to the chair, so I think we have to go back to that, and I'm happy to take a roll call vote on the challenge to the chair.
Can I ask a question, please?
Yes, go ahead, Lisette.
The question was, I wanted to ask it before anyway, but that thing that my friend just read, where does it say that a motion of the chair on this matter cannot be challenged? Does it or doesn't it?
It says the chair shouldn't recognize it in the first place.
Hold on.
The chair has recognized
it. Let me ask the question again. Where does it say that the chair's ruling on it cannot be challenged? How does it say it?
Lisette, I don't want to.
But Chair, it's important
I am going to allow a motion to challenge.
Hold on a minute, Chair. I have to have confidence when people make these calls because I don't know Robert's rules.
Right, I agree with you. I don't think it's clear, so I am going to allow a challenge to the chair, and hopefully we will get through this motion quickly and move on and do some real business, all right? So the first motion that was out there was a challenge to the chair. I assume there was a second to it. I'll take Carolyn's what Carolyn said is a second. So it's been moved and seconded, and the chair will repeat once again that this issue has been dealt with at previous meetings, this issue was dealt with at the in-person meeting, and furthermore, this issue is a matter of, it is now involved in a lawsuit, so I think it is particularly inappropriate for us to have a conversation about it tonight. So that's my decision.
Another point of information.
Yes, Lisette?
I might come from the backward part of this world, but if the matter is in court, then the status quo should prevail, and the status quo is not you being the chair. Huh?
Point of order.
Okay.
Orders of the day. Ms. King is out of order.
Thank you.
Who's moving that?
It's okay.
Lisette, who's moving that? Lisette, I need to know.
The status quo is that I am the chair.
What is the name of the person who just spoke, please?
Tony Norman.
Thank you.
Don't bother with that. Listen, don't get me angry tonight, you know. Chair,
okay.
You either control this meeting or you don't.
Oh, I'm trying, Lisette. I'm doing my very best.
Well, tell Tony Norman to shut
up. Okay.
Do I get my point of view?
I want to ask people not to interrupt and not to speak without being recognized.
You shouldn't be even there.
If you have not been recognized, you may not speak.
Good night.
I am the chair. I made a ruling. It was challenged. I get to speak first, and I get to speak last. I will now take a speaker's list on whether or not to support the ruling of the chair that Mr. Ussel's point of order is out of order.
I would like to motivate my challenge, please.
Go right ahead.
No, it's not debatable.
Oh, it isn't? A ruling of the chair?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Wait a minute.
A ruling of the chair.
Mr. E.T.?
Hold on.
Are you making it up now as you go? Jesus,
Richard.
Of course there is. Jesus.
Richard. Listen, point of order.
The emotion to challenge the ruling of the chair is debatable because I get to speak first and I get to speak last. I will take speakers in between. I will allow... Yes?
Adriana, in the call? Adriana,
can I say? Hi, thank you, Adriana. Welcome. Okay. I'm Richard, go ahead.
Okay, the picking of a chair is very, very beginning, very fundamental thing, and it was fumbled. We had a tie. What we should have done is flip a coin. We had the secretary, who was biased, say, oh, well, my person I voted for won. You don't get to do things that way in things that are controlled by Robert's Rules of Order and the Pacific Bylaws. All of the things that have been done since that erroneous, mistaken election happened are out of order. And this whole thing is out of order. And it's that's why it's in court, probably.
Are you done?
I speak to Richard's in support of Richard instead of my point of order.
Okay, so you want to speak now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I think a continuing breach is a fundamental point of order, and that to call it dilatory is really not speaking for the stability, the soundness, and the honesty of our organization. To call that dilatory, I mean, just stepping back and listening to the conversation about censoring and shutting down, what sort of a place is this that we have wild new rules in place and we can't even discuss them? We are shunted aside to not be able to participate in your phone call while you make major decisions? No. Continuing breach. Richard is right. We should vote to establish order in this Pacifica Foundation radio organization.
Okay.
Or we are screwing up on a continuing breach basis.
All right. Go ahead, Brian.
We voted on whether or not there was a continuing breach at our last meeting. We voted on whether or not there was a breach of order at the meeting before that. We voted on the election of our chair and the procedural considerations of the election of our chair at our in-person meeting in Washington, D.C. To keep raising the same issue over and over and over and over again, simply because you don't want the board to get to any other business, is dilatory. It's a waste of the board's time, and we should not entertain debate on it any further.
Point of order. This is Kim.
Point of information. Kim here.
What is your point of order, Kim?
Well, Brian attributed some intention, which, you know, I was reminded we cannot do. So I don't think that Brian should be giving intention as to why Richard's doing what he's doing, because he can't do that.
Okay, thank you.
Carolyn, please.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Thank you. I that was the point I was going to make. Attributing motive is totally incorrect and not allowed. And I think the point that we dealt with it simply by voting without discussing it or arguing it is the exact point that we're making. It was not dealt with. It was steamrolled by majority votes. We need to discuss the question of why this is a continuing breach and what we can do about it to remove that particular complaint. in charge.
Serene.
All right. I'm sorry. I heard Benito. Did someone else ask that?
Serene.
Okay. Benito and then Serene.
So I call the question.
Okay. So now we have to take a vote. It takes a two-thirds vote to close debate. And we'll ask...
Point of procedure.
I'm going to ask the Secretary to take the roll.
Point of procedure, Madam Chair.
What is your point of procedure?
I don't think you can call a question on an issue that hasn't been decided or discussed. My point is that this is what has happened in every single meeting. Someone calls a question and cuts off debate. We need to discuss this as a board.
Carolyn. I'm sorry. Someone moves to call the question. We take a vote on whether or not to call debate. If you disagree, you vote against it.
Does our resident parliamentarian agree that
Janice,
to call the question on this issue?
I'm asking you to call the question on any issue.
No, you cannot. Some issues you cannot. I don't know if this is one of them, but I'd like a ruling on that.
I'm not going to ask the parliamentarian. I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll, please.
Janice Lane Ewart.
I object.
Janice Lane Ewart.
Yes, why is my name being called?
Because we're taking the roll.
On closing debate.
I'm sorry. It was so much going on, I didn't realize that.
We're voting on whether or not to close debate on the question of upholding the ruling of the chair.
I'm sorry, I say no. Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome.
Brian Edward Stegart?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Colburn?
No.
Rodrigo Agueta? Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman? Can't hear you, Kim.
No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Casanez?
Yes.
Hank Lamb? Can't hear you. George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
No.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Janet Coleman?
What?
What is your vote?
I'm sorry. My vote is
Janet,
to not rule, for the not support the chair. No, I don't know whether that's yes
debate,
or no.
That's not the issue.
What's the? Just rename it then. I forgot what
debate.
I'm voting on, huh?
Closing debate.
No, I don't want to close debate. Ridiculous.
Okay, thank you. Serene Roberts votes yes. Manager Sabah?
No.
Jim Brown? Can't hear you, Jim. Pound one. Benito Diaz?
Yes. Jim Brown says yes.
Okay. Benito?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, Lizette? Is gone. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray? Okay, going back, Rodrigo, I didn't hear you. To close debate?
Yes.
Thank you. Hank, I did not hear you. Are you with us? One moment, please. Madam Chair, I have 11-7. The motion fails.
Okay, thank you. All right, we will continue debating the motion of whether or not to hold the chair. I had Benito and then Serene. Benito called the question. Serene, you were next.
Okay, so I will not go into the many points of personal privilege that Mr. Uzel and Ms. Coleman invited me to make, but I will ask that the board get serious about getting some work done. This issue is being litigated. I don't even understand why it's being discussed on the board meeting, and I don't understand why it is interjected constantly to the detriment of anything else getting done. So I would ask people to, you know, try to... You have a dispute... You've chosen the forum to settle your dispute. Wait for it. In the meantime, there's work to be done.
Point of information, what sort of speech did that constitute? How did that fit into Robert's rules, that admonition to those of us who think
has
one way?
Has the woman been recognized?
No, but as a point of information, you can recognize it or not.
I didn't ask you. I didn't, and that's not, and your point
and
is
I'm
not.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't realize I was speaking out of order. It just seemed to me
no one
such
called
a nerve.
Your name. Okay, but Janet, listen to me. Your point of information is not a point of information. It's argument, and I'm not going to recognize it. Are there any more speakers left? Are we ready to come to a vote? All right. The vote, the matter before us now is to uphold the ruling of the chair, which was to rule that that Richard Uzzell's point of order was out of order. Okay, so now I will ask the secretary to take...
Janice Lane Ewart. Sorry, Janice, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, we're voting on the
voting to
uphold the chair or not uphold the chair.
That's correct.
I abstain.
And Brian Edwards Teagart?
Yes, to uphold the chair.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Rodrigo Agueta? Thank you, Lydia Breton?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Casanez?
Yes.
Hank Lamb? George Ryder?
Abstain.
Richard Uzzell?
No, I'm being steamrolled.
Alan Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Dwayne Roberts votes yes. Manager Sabah? Can't hear you. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Ms. King, are you back? Okay. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray? Going back, I did not hear you, Hank. Are you here? Manijay, Sabah, I did not hear you. Okay, one moment, please, Chair.
And Rodrigo.
Yes.
Rodrigo said yes. I have him. Thanks.
Do I call the chair?
Yes, thank you. Madam Chair, the vote is 10-5-2.
Thank you. I can be recorded as the present but not voting. Thank you. All right. So now we are ready to move on, I hope. You have the agenda, which was adopted at the last meeting before you. I did see that George Ryder asked to make a change to the agenda, and I'm sorry, I don't remember what that was, and that several people wanted to add things to the agenda. I would point out that because this is a continuations meeting and we are working from an agenda which was previously adopted, that adding anything to the agenda will require a two-thirds vote. I'll go ahead and recognize George for his...
Well, what I wanted to was actually a motion to reconsider. We passed a bylaws timeline that was one day short of giving 45 days of discussion between the period when it was the bylaws were posted and the period when the PMB could vote. The motion would be to change the date from January 3rd to January 2nd when the bylaws were posted, which would put us back in compliance with the bylaws that we had 45 days for that.
June.
I think you meant June, right? Not January.
I meant June, yes.
Okay. All right. And where would you like to put this on the agenda?
The very first item. I hope it will not be contentious.
Okay. Are there any objections to putting this matter on the agenda? It would be... before approval of the minutes, I guess, or the first item under unfinished.
Well, this is Kim. I already made a motion that I said that I wanted to be placed right after the approval of minutes.
We're talking about George's right now, okay? So let's deal with that, then we'll deal with other things.
Hold on a second.
Right now, we're talking about a motion that George has made. Was there a second? I'm sorry, is there a second to George's motion?
Benito.
Thank you. Okay. So this is to place on the agenda, I would assume...
Point of order.
Yes, Brian.
It's a motion to reconsider.
Yes.
Right.
It's not to place it on the agenda. He can make it until we've taken up an agenda item. There's nothing else on the floor right now, so he can move to reconsider something that we passed earlier at this meeting, because this is a continuation meeting.
Okay. All right. Okay. So then the motion to reconsider has to be voted on. Is that correct? And then we vote on the substance. Is that?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Am I correct on that?
That's correct.
Oh.
Okay. What? I hear.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So the motion, and is a motion to reconsider debatable?
I think so.
Okay. I would think so. Okay. So the motion before us is a motion to reconsider the timeline for the bylaws, which we voted on at the earlier portion of this meeting, which was a couple of weeks
Hank
ago.
Hank, for the stack.
Hi, Hank. And so the purpose of the reconsideration is to change one date in the motion so that we'll be in compliance with the bylaws. So do I have that correct? So the motion has been made and seconded, and the floor is open. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, Hank says that.
Go ahead, Hank.
I call the question.
Okay. all right. You called the question, so we have to vote on it.
Then Patricia?
Adrian.
I'm sorry. Point of information. Is anybody against?
Yeah, well, that, let me find out. Is anyone opposed to the motion to reconsider? Very good. Okay. So now the motion before us would be, seeing no opposition, we will reconsider this motion. And as I understand it, George's proposal is to change the date from June 3rd to June 2nd in order to provide the full 45 days as required by the bylaws.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Hold on one second. Do I have that correct? Have I got that right, George?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And so I take it that is your motion, and is there a second to George's motion?
Janet Kay, point of information.
Hold
or point
on,
of order. Point of
hold,
order.
Hold on.
It was already moved and seconded, Margie.
Thank you. Very good. Okay. Janet, what is your question?
I thought that this was going to go under unfinished business and not taken up before the approval of the minutes. Janet.
Well, the fact of the matter is that he raised it, and as I understand what I was told, it gets to come up whenever it comes up. It's a motion to reconsider something that was raised at an earlier part of this meeting, so we are taking it up now. And really, let's do it, because I think it's really simple. I don't think there's any disagreement. Let's not spend any more time on it, okay? Let me ask if there are any objections to changing the date in the motion from June 3rd to June 2nd.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Richard.
Go ahead, Richard.
I don't have any objections to this motion, but we're still in approval of agenda, so we can't vote on it now.
No, the agenda was approved at the previous meeting. We do not have to approve the agenda. We're not going to approve the agenda.
He was asking that it be added to the agenda, wasn't he?
He made a motion to reconsider, which is, I believe, I hope I'm not wrong on this, is appropriate at any time as long as it is in the same meeting, and we are still in the same meeting, so the motion to reconsider is appropriate at any time. And now, there was no objection to the motion to reconsider. Now I am asking if there's any objection to changing the date. If I hear no objections, then I think we will move forward. Hearing no objections, so ordered, we will move forward. Thank you, George. All right, now, the next, there were, let's see, I think Kim said she had some additional motions.
I have two motions.
Well, you can only do them one at a time.
I'll do them one at a time. The first one is that Margie Wilkinson distribute the CFO workplace investigation to all PNB directors within 24 hours.
Okay.
I second it.
Hold on a second. What we're talking about right now is putting this matter on the agenda. We're not voting on the matter itself. Okay?
That's correct.
Is that clear to everyone?
I understand that.
Okay.
Yes.
Point of information.
All right. And there's a second. Was that Janice? I heard.
Yes.
Point of information.
Okay. What is your question, Benito?
If this is a, I just don't understand. If this is a continuation meeting, and we already approved the agenda at the last meeting, then how? I don't understand how we can add additional motions.
They can only be added if there is a two-thirds vote. It will take a two-thirds vote to add anything to this agenda.
Okay.
Okay? All right. So now the motion has been made to add this item to the agenda. Is there any further discussion?
Yeah. Manager?
Serene with a question.
Okay. Let me hear your question, Serene, and then I'll call on Manashe. Go ahead. What is your question?
Is this a matter that's appropriate for open session?
Yes, I think so.
That's a good
question. I'm sorry. I'm speaking to the chair.
Actually, I don't think so. I think it would have to be discussed. It's a personnel matter that would have to be discussed in closed session. Cannot be discussed in open session.
Then as a point of order?
A point of order.
I have point of information on this, please.
Then Serene has a point of order.
Hold on a second.
I believe I said that before, Ms. Coffin.
Yes,
I agree. What is your point of order, Serene?
I have point of information, Manishe.
Manishe, hold on a second, please.
Since this is a closed session matter, putting it on the agenda during open session is out of order. We should move on.
I agree. And it should
point
be,
of order,
it
Kim.
It should be raised at the beginning of the closed session.
Point
may,
of order,
you
Kim.
You may attempt to add it at the closed session. What is your point of order, Kim?
We're not discussing with the report. We're only discussing having you give it to us.
Right.
But
it shouldn't be difficult. There's nothing about this that needs to go into closed session. Either you will give it to us or you won't.
I think the question of why things might happen one way or another might be something that should be discussed in closed session and not in open session. So my decision is that this issue needs to be taken up as part of closed session. It's not appropriate in open session.
This is Richard. I want to appeal the ruling of the chair.
Me too.
Oh,
me
dear.
Too.
How did I know that was going to happen?
Well, because,
okay.
You know.
Madam Chair, I don't think you need to comment on it. We're just doing procedural stuff.
Okay.
Let's go.
Is there a second to the...
I second.
Okay. So
third and a fourth.
So now it's time to appeal the ruling of the chair. And so the chair's ruling is that this matter should be taken...
Manager?
Closed session. Hold on a second, Manager. Should be taken up in closed session because it is a personnel matter and it should not be discussed in open session. The argument that simply an issue of, you know, whether the report will be distributed or not does not deal with the fact that the report has content and information, and that I'm reluctant to have that conversation in public session. In fact, I'm not willing to have that conversation in public session. So that's the ruling of the chair. That's my argument. I will take a stack on whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair.
I'd like to
Janice to the stack, please.
Hold on.
And Carolyn to the stack, please.
Janice, Carolyn.
Manager, I have planned this.
Sorry, Manager, you had a question.
I have point of information and comments on this.
Well, you wait a minute. You can, okay, so if you have a question, which is what a point of information is, I will recognize you to ask your question. If you want comments, I'll put you on the stack. What is your, what do you have a question?
Actually, I have I have a question, but I can my question can go
I'll put you later.
But I have I would support what it was said. I don't think the chair. Do you think?
Manager, I'll put you on.
And about something that has come to her attention. Keep it from the members of the board in private.
Point of order.
I wanted to amend.
Manager,
was that
Manager, you are
to amend this and have the chair
Manager.
To have to post that report
point
to
order.
The members. And to be, as a member of the PMB, I have every right to know everything that comes to the chair personnel. And we are
in order, please, not in a chair.
To be given to us. That didn't ask to be this.
Manajay, I am calling
I
to have it ordered. You must stop
on the
talking.
Web tonight.
Manajay,
internet,
correct.
On the internet to the members. Manajay,
you did not... I don't.
I am asking you the question: is this your right to keep things private
please,
from members
please.
Of the board?
Okay, no. that's the discussion.
Stop.
Clearly, all right.
A point of procedure,
and your remarks were out of order and unfortunate, because I'm reluctant now to call on you because you've abused your privilege. Okay,
I did abuse my privilege.
Okay. Here we
by
go.
By asking you
I
what
have, I will take
secret
a stack.
From members of the board for weeks and
I
weeks.
I am taking a stack. I am
this is a point of procedure, Madam Chair.
I am taking a stack. Who wants to speak on the ruling of the chair? I have Janice, Carolyn,
Madam Chair.
Who else?
You should have had Hank before.
Manager on the ruling of the chair.
Yeah, you too late, Manager. Okay. Janice, Hank, Carolyn. Janice.
Lydia.
Madam Chair,
I have a point of procedure that I think takes precedence over.
What is your point of
statement.
Procedure, Carolyn?
My point of procedure is that this has been denied to us as members of the board illegally and inappropriately.
That's argument.
And I intend
Carolyn,
to raise
an argument. It's not a point of procedure.
Chair. It's not an argument.
I'll put you on the stack, Carolyn.
And
I'm happy to put you on the stack.
I intend to raise a motion for the censure of the chair for withholding crucial information from the board. Thank you.
I'm happy to put you on the stack, Carolyn. Yes, I have you on the stack, Lydia. Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Adriana.
Isn't it my turn yet? Not Adriana.
Hold on.
Personal privilege.
What is your point of personal privilege? Adriana.
Please, Madam Chair, can you ask a member to be respectful of the rest and have the floor when they have the floor?
Well,
don't think that this is disrespecting the rest of us when they talk, when they not object and talk on top of us. Please, can you direct the members to follow respectful relationship with the rest of the board, please?
Thank you. I admonish members of the board not to speak unless they are recognized and to make their comments pertinent to the issue. The issue is that the chair has ruled that this matter should be taken up in executive session. I have on the list Janice, Hank, Janet, and Lydia. Go ahead.
Richard,
and Carolyn.
To the stack.
And Carolyn. Thank you.
Okay. Janice, please.
Which one?
Thank you so much. Janice Lane Ewart.
Okay.
I'll be extremely brief and remind all of my colleagues that the request for a report is a request for specific documentation. The request, in my opinion, would not require any discussion about the contents of the report. Really, the discussion at best may include providing the report at a later date or an earlier date than requested and could be held to those parameters, making sure that there would be no need to discuss sensitive information. And for that reason, I believe that it is very possible to include this on an open session meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Hank.
Well, there's a couple of things here. The first is that members of the PNB, directors, have a right to view any document. And the second is a point of information, and that would be, what reason do we have for not distributing it?
Okay.
It's been, you've had it a while now.
I sent a...
Madam Chair.
Yeah, okay. Janet Coburn. I mean, Janet Coleman.
I'm sorry. As a point of order, Madam Chair.
Janet Coleman, are you afraid of what Hank just asked?
Hold on a second.
I had a point of information.
Good one.
Madam Chair, I have a point of order.
Yes. What is your point of order?
I believe we're discussing whether or not something goes onto the agenda,
or
not it goes onto the agenda in open or closed session.
Right.
What I heard was...
I am speaking.
I have the floor.
Okay.
What I just heard was not addressing the issue that we are supposed to be discussing.
Okay.
So I would urge you to ask...
Directly addressing
Hank,
it.
Hank, you need to stop doing that, please.
Okay.
Well, don't twist my words.
Okay. I take Hank's question as a legitimate question, and but I think that would be, let's see.
Mark, go through the stack, please.
All right, I will go through the stack. I do not.
Go through the stack.
Okay, so the next person on the stack.
So no answer.
No answer, Hank. The question is, when it comes up on the agenda, I know
my vote.
Listen to me. When it comes up on the agenda, I will be happy to respond to that question. Okay, I'm not going to respond to it at this point.
It's a bylaw.
Okay.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
Hold on. The next person on the list is Janet Coleman.
I'm surprised that you cannot answer that very relevant question of Hank's. This is not a personnel issue, whether or not this deserves to go into public session. The issue of your being remiss in giving us the document that you've received already about the investigation of an employee. It could be any employee. You just haven't revealed what this investigation is, and we deserve to be privy to it. You know, we deserve to be sent the document. Hank, your friend asks you, where's the document? Why can't you give it to us? Well, why not? I mean, really, I think this is, if anyone's remiss, if anyone is a personnel issue, it's the person in charge of not giving the document to us. You, Margie.
Next on the list is Carolyn. Carolyn, we've lost you. All right, next is Lydia. I'll come back to Carolyn.
Okay. So the issue is, number one, all but one of the directors that have so far addressed the issue in public session are fully aware of the fact that this issue is part of the lawsuit they brought against the Pacifica Foundation and 12 of us on the board. That's number one. Number two, the chair sent out a report that was part of an executive session meeting and part of an executive session discussion, which explained the reasons why the report cannot be released as yet. And we can discuss it in executive session even tonight in terms of those reasons. Part of it is the litigation, but that's not all of it. The part is, because of the existing contract, there is a process necessary by our HR that cannot be completed for us to even view the full report. and the chair has made that, put that in writing, sent it to the board. Everyone, including Hank, should be aware of it. All of us are aware of it, and it is not appropriate to be in discussed in public session at this point. Normally, I would, I mean, I don't
it's
have a
corporate document.
Hold on, Hank.
Hank, go back and please read the reasons for this.
It's a part of discovery as
Hank,
well.
Hank, you're not recognized. Lydia, don't
call... She's speaking directly to me.
Yeah, I know. Don't call him by name, please, Lydia. Makes it more complicated.
But anyway, okay, I apologize for that. And so, but anyway, the entire board is aware of that. The entire board is aware that it was brought to the attention in executive session, that it is part of a lawsuit, and that we need to... We can discuss it in executive session. That's where this should have been raised.
Kim, to the stack, please.
Okay. And point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
No.
Carolyn Burden, point of personal privilege.
What is your point of personal privilege, Carolyn?
Yes, I suspect that the member who just spoke doesn't realize that this issue existed before there was any litigation.
This is debate.
And that this is not a point of information, Carolyn.
It is. I am, the point is that she is assuming that we are stupid. I do not understand that
Carolyn, this is you're arguing. You have to stop right now.
No, I'm just saying.
No, you're. I'm sorry. You have to stop right now. You are not.
The argument is
back.
Come to the stack, please. Thank you.
The next person on the the next person on the list is Carolyn. Are you done?
No, I haven't even begun.
Okay.
The point is that you have withheld information long before the question of litigation. Litigation doesn't matter. The chair is not allowed to withhold information that directors need in order to litigate properly. You cannot keep the information to spread among your majority faction and not give it to the entire board. This is outrageous. I am going to move to censure the chair for withholding information illegally and trying, in fact, to keep us from understanding what we need to do in order to do our fiduciary responsibility.
You
have
point of order.
Okay. All
right. Allow
us to the stack.
Point of order. I'm asking
Rodrigo
to the
stack.
Rodrigo
to the stack. Rodrigo to the stack.
When I am ready to finish,
Rodrigo
I will certainly finish. Right now, I'm not finishing.
Rodrigo
well, let me,
what
Carolyn,
I'm is
Carolyn,
that, no,
hold on one
Morgan,
second. Ryan, are you keeping time?
No, nobody's keeping time.
I'm trying.
Except on your enemies.
Margie,
you have kept this information from
Madam
us illegally.
Madam Chair, this woman is out of order. Hello?
And, okay.
And you have
what
and you
rant?
Have,
please, stop.
We, you
stop.
Have not begun to see out of order yet. Thank you.
Okay. I've added Lawrence.
Lawrence to the stack.
Hold on a second. I've added Lawrence and Rodrigo to the stack.
Manijon stack, please.
The next person on, you spoke.
Point of information.
Yes, George.
When was this report sent out? Morgan, was it sent out by you?
Yes.
I haven't seen it, and I would like to see it.
No, I sent a chair's report. You know, I'm sorry, I can't look it up right now. I can't chair
March
this
5th.
Meeting and look it up.
March 5th? Thank
March
you.
March 5th. You're welcome. Okay. On the list, I have Richard, Lawrence, and Rodrigo. The issue is whether...
Manager, I asked...
Manager, you spoke previously. I am not calling on you again. I am
no,
sorry.
This, but I spoke about something else.
Manager, you spoke previously on this issue. I may be wrong... But I think
you're not wrong.
I think you only get to speak once on my brain is sore. On a question of
challenging the chair.
Challenging the chair. Is that correct? One time.
Correct.
Okay. All right,
but
thank you.
The chair gives information that it was
Monday.
I had passed before, then I had the right
God. Stop it,
Jay, you already spoke.
You're out of order.
I'm calling Richard. Please, Serene, stop. I'm calling on Richard.
Rodrigo
and
Lawrence were next.
I have Richard, Lawrence, and Rodrigo. That's who I have on the list. Go ahead.
Okay. If we were going to be talking about the report, it would need to be in executive session. We're not talking about the report. We're not opening the report. We're not going into the report. The alleged hire depends on this report. This report has existed for over a month, and the alleged chair withholding it is not only very questionably legally, but how can you do a hire if you do not release the report that the hire is based on?
Okay. Next, I have Lawrence.
Yes. this is ridiculous. Here you have a party that has sued the foundation, and yet they want proprietary information so they can, continue to booster I'm not going to categorize.
This is Kim. Point of order, please.
Hold on.
No, this is point of order. He's attributing motive again. He's attributing motive.
He hasn't even said anything yet. Let him talk.
This is a public propaganda ploy. Carolyn being out of order. I mean, calling your source of names.
A point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
Question. Listen to me first, just like I listen to you.
Hold on, Carolyn.
You're characterizing things that are in an inappropriate way, Carolyn. I'm asking you to stop doing
point
that.
Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
The fact is that you and
Madam Chair,
have filed a lawsuit against the Pacifica Foundation, and the fact is that the lawsuit is about lies.
Madam
and
Chair, point of personal privilege takes precedence. Thank you.
What is your point of personal privilege, Carolyn?
That the that the speaker is obviously unaware of the law regarding the fiduciary responsibility.
Point of order.
No. That's not a point of personal privilege.
Well,
is it too hot in here?
He's accusing me of something that he is...
Point of order.
...of the rules about.
Madam Chair, point of order. This is a personal attack.
Yeah. Inappropriate. Sorry.
And he needs to be instructed on what my responsibilities are.
Okay, I'm not going to instruct anybody on anything. We are going to move on now.
I move to adjourn.
A point of information.
No.
Serene moves to adjourn.
Rodrigo is next.
I'm next.
I didn't recognize you, Serene. If you want to be on the list, I'll put you on
the
list.
I'd like to be on the list.
Okay.
Thank
you. The next person on the list is Rodrigo.
No, I believe I was before Rodrigo.
No, I'm sorry. You're not Kim. You're after Rodrigo. Go ahead, Rodrigo.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is the issue. The issue is just to make the public aware, the problem that we are facing here. So it's already very clear, by Lydia, why this is a personal situation, matter that has to be dealt with in a closed session. What we find here is just a way of, a tactic from people, trying to really mess up, the business of the national
point of order, attributing motive.
Yeah. Hold on.
You know what? Forget it. I'm not going to stop talking because you guys talk, whatever you want and as long as you want and really don't give a damn, about procedures and, point of orders and all that stuff. When you guys start talking, just keep talking and talking. So I'm going to make my point and I'm going to shut up. I don't talk that much. So the issue here is that it's very clear that, some members of the National Board do not want to deal, seriously with the issues that we have to deal with.
I'm sorry. Attributing motive, this is unacceptable.
Hold on.
I don't care. I don't care what you say, ma'am. I don't give a damn what you say, okay?
There you go.
Whatever.
Point of information.
I'm not going to stop talking. Then you want me to stop talking? I can talk, and I can talk all night long, If you don't want me to talk, then just let me finish my point, and that's it, So don't interrupt. I want the people to see what is going on. When someone starts talking, these people who sue the foundation, these people who are making actually public statements, who these people who are stopping, doesn't even allow me to speak. I haven't talked for 1 minute, nothing. I want to hear is their voice talking and jumping into the conversation. When I start talking, then I've been interrupted. Please, let me finish, and then you can go ahead. No. So I'm saying, just very clear, this issue is for closed session, and it should be taken in that session only, because it's part of a legal situation right now that is even in court when we, the foundation, were taken to court by some members of this national board. So it has to be dealt with in closed session. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
A point of information, Madam Chair.
What is your question, Janice?
Thank you. You indicated the report was issued on March 5th, and my question is, I can't find it under March 5th. Would there be some other way
that
I could find it?
This is Brian. I indicated that I had the wrong date. It was March 19th. I can forward you a copy if you'd like, Janet.
No, I can find it. That was my question. I've been looking because it's an important point, and I am speaking to the point based on not having seen the document. So I will look for it.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Next on the list is Kim. Remember, we're talking about whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair that this issue should be taken up in executive session.
Fine. I'm going to call the question. If you want it, talk about it, vote for it. If you don't, if you want it in closed session, then vote against it.